This week, the U.S. Army has been reckoning with a sexual abuse scandal that could involve the largest number of allegations in its history. An Army doctor is accused of abusing women who were under his care. Here's Anna Navas.
The Army has sent out approximately 2,500 patient notification letters to women examined by one doctor within its ranks. It's part of a massive investigation into cases of alleged sexual abuse, all patients of 47-year-old doctor and Army Major Blaine McGraw. He's an OBGYN at Fort Hood in Texas and before that at an Army base in Hawaii. Approximately 80 women have filed a legal complaint against him. One case alleges that McGraw, quote, used his position of trust to sexually exploit, manipulate, and secretly record women under his care. Joining us now is attorney Andrew Kobos, representing 70 alleged victims of Dr. McGraw. Kobos is a West Point graduate who served in the U.S. Army, including at Fort Hood. Andrew, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So just start by telling us about these women that you're representing. Who are they? Are they active duty? Are they military spouses? And what exactly are they alleging was done to them by this doctor?
The majority of the women that we represent are military spouses, and they span all four branches of the military: Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marine. Now, this abuse happened both at Fort Hood and in Hawaii at Tripler Army Medical Center. And there were hundreds, if not thousands, of women under Dr. McGraw's care, and he violated them in multiple ways. He took photographs and videos of them as they were in their most vulnerable position in his exam room. He touched them in improper ways that were medically unnecessary. And on occasion, he induced birth without their consent, without their knowledge, and without notification to their family that they were going to give birth. And so this is, as I've been describing it, one of the largest and most significant sexual assault cases in the history of the military.